properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilman Ward 2. How are they going to spend federal dollars? And will any of that money trickle down to Ward 2? We'll find out. Victoria Seaman joins us at 4:05. I love it that he's able to stay over. Daniel Honcharu is Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by our good friends at Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the great men and women who get stuff to market. I just absolutely love it. Thanks, guys and gals. We were talking before we were so rudely interrupted by commercial. The whole notion of bills that Daniel loves, and you've still got that list is starting to grow.
It's been growing in a good sense, partially in the sense that some of the bills that I'm liking more and more are seeming to gain bipartisan traction. I just mentioned AB 186 as being a criminal justice type reform. Assembly Bills 151 and Assembly Bills 116, I think, fall in that same category. Maybe we'll see some real bipartisan cooperation going forward. All those bills make sense to me. Let me also point out, as another example of a bill that I absolutely love, and in fact I've been spent a year working towards this proposal, AB 183, sponsored by Andy Matthews of Assembly District 37, and I'll mention NPRI's former president. This proposal would bring transparency to the government union collective bargaining process. What does that mean exactly? Well, under current law, government union contract negotiations, what's known as the collective bargaining process, are completely exempt from Nevada's open meetings law. The current law is a gift to unions. It reflects how the state has deferred to union interests over taxpayers for years, especially in the public sector. And it just ensures this secrecy, this exemption, ensures that taxpayers can't witness either side of the negotiations table, either what the unions are demanding or how our public officials are representing our taxpayer interests.
Hey, Daniel, yeah. I'm going to stop you there, and then because I want to talk more about that transparency issue. We'll do that when we come back. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:32, I got a bird's eye view here checking out the traffic cams, and there is a crash with delays. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo. Real sluggish as you try to work your way through the resort area there on the northbound side. Also, expect some bumper-to-bumper flows into the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515. Some people call it US 95. 515 west at Pecos. 515 eastbound at Main Street. You're very slow through there. Some congestion on the Beltway. 215 southbound at Robbindale. Also, 215 westbound at Tenaya as you work your way through there. And remember the overnight road work on Interstate 11. It's both directions at Wagon Wheel. The southbound off-ramp and the northbound on-ramp will close at 7.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights, they lose to the Wild yesterday 4-3. They get swept in the two-game series, but a big performance from Dylan Coghlan. He scores the first three goals of his career. He is just the third NHL defenseman in league history to score their first three goals all in the same game. Up next for the Golden Knights, they match up against St. Louis coming up on Friday and Saturday. UNLV basketball, they win their first round Mountain West Conference tournament game yesterday at Thomas and Mack Center. They knock off Air Force 82-52, and tonight they are scheduled to match up against the two seed Utah State in a quarterfinal matchup. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Well, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
See terms and conditions at trackphone.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us, and holding over Daniel Honcharoo, Director of Legislative Affairs from NPRI. This special NPRI report brought to you in part by Nevada Trucking Association. This AB 183 sponsored by Andy Matthews, bringing transparency to government union collective bargaining. Tell me how that would work, from the legislative language of the bill.
The bill is the easiest bill to draft I've ever been involved with, because in Nevada law currently there is a specific, or rather two specific, statutory exemptions that apply to local government unions and now state level unions that are forming. So all you basically need to do is eliminate, cross out those statutes, and by law these contract negotiations will then apply to Nevada's open meetings law as they always should have. this shouldn't be a partisan issue. Everybody has an interest. Every citizen in the state has an interest in maximizing government transparency. It's the only way that a government can really be held accountable. I will mention that this idea, collective bargaining transparency, garners overwhelming support among Nevadans. It's supported by a 4-to-1 margin, including 2/3 support among union members themselves. And we know that Governor Sisolak is on record as vehemently advocating for this concept as well. So I say all that because if AB 183 is not heard, it will be entirely because of political reasons. Those being that the left and Governor Sisolak don't want to support any kind of bill that could be perceived as anti-union, even such an innocuous one as as bringing transparency. Because union members, or rather unions themselves, of course, are the prime donors to the left, I think it's very unfortunate that Governor Sisolak and Democrat leadership has so far refused to acknowledge the overwhelming support for this reform. And again, I call on your listeners to contact the lawmakers, hear AB 183 in committee. Collective bargaining agreements cost the state billions. We should have an absolute fundamental right to witness these negotiations in real time.
Another bill that Daniel Honcharu loves, SB 178, the Kerry Buck Joe Hardy bill relative to licensing for certain cosmetologists. Can you talk a little? To me, this is a bill whose time has been really overdue. This is something we should have done a long time ago.
Well, you know, I know that certain members of the legislature, including one of SB 178 sponsors, Senator Joe Hardy, have been working for years to try and enact some of these very modest reforms to lessen Nevada's very burdensome occupational licensing processes. Nevada is regarded as being one of the worst states in terms of these licensing requirements that manifest via excessive fees or experience, through examinations, etc. The process to become a barber or a landscaper or even an interior designer often takes years and thousands of dollars in fees. It's great to see this bill is introduced, and I had a good part in writing it. One of the simple provisions it proposes is let's reduce the hours of training required for, quote, shampoo technologists, which is a licensed or certified occupation in the state, from 50 hours to 20 hours. Now, the idea that anybody needs training in hair washing kind of blows my mind. But again, this reform is marginal, and hopefully it will receive some bipartisan support.
Okay. In our final couple of minutes, when are we going to get voters, constituents, even lobbyists, even the media into the legislative building? You've been nosing around. What is the sense you get? Are we going to get back in there in the next month or so?
I have been nosing around because I am eager to get back in that building. I've heard rumblings that the legislature may open up to the public in incremental degrees, 25-35%, who knows, as early as April. A lot of that will correspond to vaccination, distribution successes, etc. But again, I'll say, we hope they open. There is no guarantee they will, but the current state of affairs is an absolute disgrace to the legislative process. I ask Governor Sisolak and Democrat leaders, if businesses can be open, why can't public buildings?
Good point. Good point. In our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about this amazing bill tracker program that NPRI has built. Can you talk a little bit about what it is? How do people access it? How do people use it?
What you want to do is go to NevadaPolicy.org. Every day you can, we try and update our bill tracker daily. I am the guy behind the scenes, uploading the information into our spreadsheets. It's in a really user-friendly format. You can search bills by category, and we will give you an affirmative yay or nay on how we perceive the bill in terms of being favorable to the taxpayer. So at NevadaPolicy.org, on the homepage there is a big link to the bill tracker. We update it constantly, and if you want to know where we stand on bills, go to our website and we'll tell you.
Daniel, it's always good, man. Thanks for staying over, and we'll talk again next week, next Thursday.
Sounds good. See you, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Daniel Honcharu, our good friend, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And this NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the men and women of the Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget the president here, 5 o'clock, his speech to the nation from the White House. All coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Calling all Vegas Golden Knights superfans for the Terribles Game Day Giveaway. During all of Vegas Golden Knights home games, visit any participating Terribles location, spin the wheel, and you could win a Vegas Golden Knights Game Day prize pack worth over $1,000. Complete with an official puck signed by a Vegas Golden Knights player. Best yet, one lucky customer will win this prize every day the Vegas Golden Knights have a home game. Terribles Game Day Giveaway. It's only at Terribles. Visit TerribleHerbs.com for more information.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Knight County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislature. To learn more about me, go to Hafen, the number 4, Nevada.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guiding, hiking, or biking outdoor tour, just check out EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. What's going to be in this speech coming up at 5 o'clock by the President of the United States? Jen Psaki from the podium earlier today, this is Cut 6, previewed today's Biden speech to the nation.
And this will be an opportunity for many people to really tune in and hear from him on his plan, on what his team has done to date, what steps they've taken, an update since he took office, but also concrete steps he wants to take moving forward. There will be some news in the speech, but it is really about laying out clearly for the American public what steps he's taken, what his team will do, and what is expected of them as well.
And since he's just signed this bill, has he decided who is going to oversee the implementation of it? And then on the ceremony tomorrow, you have some Republican senators who did not vote for this bill now touting parts of it. What is President Biden's response to those Republicans like Senator Wicker?
Well, we invite them to work with us on the agenda moving forward, because clearly the bill that the president just signed into law is something that the American people are excited about, that people will benefit from as soon as this weekend, as we conveyed. And we are hopeful that as the president talks about his Build Back Better agenda, has more meetings with members of Congress, we'll have more people on board from both sides of the aisle.
And regarding who's overseeing?
We are, as I mentioned yesterday, the president absolutely is committed to having a person who is running point on it. I don't have any personnel announcements, though,
one
today.
One question on the border. The administration has refused to call it a crisis, instead referring to it as a challenge and saying what you call it doesn't make a difference of how you're responding to it. But now, today, there are over 3,700 children, unaccompanied migrant children, in Border Patrol custody. They're spending, on average, over 100 hours, 4 days, in these facilities that are jail-like facilities not meant for children. So how can you say that's not a crisis?
Well, I think what Ambassador Jacobson and Secretary Mayorkas were conveying, and what I've conveyed, is it doesn't matter what you call it. It is an enormous challenge. It is something that is front and center for the president. As I noted yesterday, he had what is a regular meeting, but he had a briefing yesterday on the trip to the border. And there are a number of, while there are no final policy decisions, there are a variety of actions under consideration, including identifying and assessing other licensed facilities that can help add safe capacity for these children, relaunching, as we talked about over the last couple of days, the Central American Minors Program, accelerating the unification of children with vetted families, family and sponsors, steps like embedding HHS and ORR in the earlier parts of the process. So, you know, the president is very focused and very in the weeds on the operational details here, and on taking and pushing his team to take every step that can be taken to address exactly what you noted, Caitlin, which is the fact that children should not, these Border Patrol facilities are not made for children, that we should, we are focused on expediting the time they spend there, that these HHS shelters are not meant for anyone permanently living there, that we want to expedite the timeline between when kids cross the border and when they are getting to sponsor homes. So our focus here is on getting to the root of the issues and taking actions, and we don't feel the need to play games with what it's called.
But aren't those the steps that you would take if it was a crisis that you had on your hands?
These are the policies we're taking to address what we feel is a vital human challenge at the border. But what our responsibility here is to do is to project and convey what policies we're taking, what the president's commitment is. That's exactly what we're doing, and we don't see the need to put new labels.
Jen Psaki, the press secretary for the President of the United States. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll get you ready for a jam-packed 4 o'clock hour, including Victoria Seaman, one of my favorite people in this town. She is city councilwoman from Ward 2. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up in our next hour, we'll get a chance to visit with Victoria Seaman. How much of this $4.5 billion earmarked for Nevada in the COVID-19 Relief Act, how much of that's going to be coming to Southern Nevada, to the city of Las Vegas? My guess is there's going to be a substantial amount of money that's going to be coming here. The big question is, what will the city do with that money? What can they do with that money? We'll get a chance to visit with Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman from Ward 2, and find out. Also, Heidi Harris will join us a little bit later on. By the way, it's probably the first time I have heard it publicly in a big way. The issue of the president's capabilities, his medical. You know, is he medically up to the job of being president? We've seen all the gaffes just from the last 3 weeks. There've been a tremendous amount of gaffes just in the last couple of 3 weeks. And this is a guy that is, 78 years old? 78 years old, I think. And a lot of people are asking, is he fit for the presidency? Kamala Harris, obviously, waiting in the wings. But suffice it to say, there are a lot of people asking the question. Sean Hannity last night, I thought, did a great job of essentially diving into this thing. You know, there have been people who have been talking around the periphery of this. And they've been afraid to actually say, you know, this guy just might not be up to the job. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It is Thursday.